Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul was so nervous about the Penn State Gopher game, he couldn't come into work today. Jordana Green here. Paul does have the day off, but only because he has friends in town for the game, not because he was so nervous. Thank you for spending some time with me today. I have David at the helm. We have a full cadre of fun guests and stories to talk about for the next 3 hours. But our top story of the day clearly is the excitement surrounding the Penn State Gopher game tomorrow. It's caused a celebrity smackdown here at WCCO Radio, Paul being a Penn State alum and Corey Heppala, among others here locally in the office, being a Gopher alum, a University of Minnesota alum. So we've been asking everyone for their predictions, and in fact, we're asking you on Twitter. We have a Twitter poll up because we have been collecting predictions this past week. Paul gave his, Corey gave his, Mike Max gave his, Nadine Babu gave hers, and just before the show, David got a prediction from Chad.
Yeah, so I showed Chad our Twitter poll, which we have, and he said he agreed most with Paul Douglas. We'll hear Paul's in a minute, which, spoiler alert, Paul's the only one who picked Penn State.
Clearly.
So Chad is going with Penn State 27-21 over the Gophers tomorrow.
Okay, so that's Chad. Okay, so here are the other ones. And you get to chime in. We'd love to hear from you on Twitter. What is your, do you agree with one of the four or five now? Or you can write in your own. So here's what Paul had to say.
24-21 Penn State, but it's going to come right down to the wire.
All right, he's close. I mean, he's close to Chad. Chad had a bigger spread. Now here is Nadine.
So it's going to be Gophers 21-17.
Fair enough. Corey?
I'm going to go 31-30 Gophers.
Oh, a nail biter on that one. Mr. Mike Max?
I like the Gophers in this one by 16-10.
Nice. Lowest scoring, but okay.
I did think it was interesting. Maxie was the last one to weigh in, and he has the most sports chops of the field. I think it's safe to say that. And he went for a substantially lower score than kind of our average. So I thought that was telling. I think the weather might have something to do with that.
Do you think he picked the Gophers just because he lives in Minnesota and he'd catch a lot of flack for that?
I would not accuse him of that. I would say that as a Minnesota sports reporter, it's difficult to pick against the home team. Let's just say
snap. Okay. Well, we'll see. Check us out on Twitter at WCCO Radio. Join in on the poll. Join in on the fun. And, you know, only time will tell. We will see by Saturday afternoon who is the closest, who worked out. And then we'll talk more about it on Monday when Paul is back. Speaking of which, he is traveling around the state today being a tourist in Minnesota. He has friends in town. And he asked you last week, where would you go if you were going to bring friends in town? So he is heading to Minnehaha Falls. He is going to take them to eat a Juicy Lucy.
Yes. At the Nook, he was going to go to Matt's Bar, and I convinced him to head over to the Nook instead. So we'll see how his experience there was.
We love our friends at Matt's, but David is partial to the Nook Juicy Lucy. I believe they're going to do the chain of lakes, the urban chain of lakes, Lake Calhoun, Lake of the Isles, Cedar Lake. There was one more thing.
Well, they were going to head downtown here and do the Skyway. So I think right now they may be in the Skyway just a few blocks from where we are.
Oh, wandering around. If I get my Paul Douglas tracking device, maybe I'll be able to find him. I bet he could invent one of those for me.
Somebody should find out where he is and give us a call. Let us know.
Yeah. Well, he is going to call in late. If you spy him, yes, feel free to start. No, don't stalk him, but say hi. But he'll give us a call later and he'll let us know what he thought of the Juicy Lucy, what his friends think of Minnesota, and if they felt like a hamster as they were walking through the skyways. That's what people say to me. Well, don't you feel like a hamster on a hamster wheel? I'm like, no, you're an idiot. Generally, I end the comment with you're an idiot because it's a hallway, folks. We're not hamsters. People don't understand what skyways are if they have never experienced them. So if anybody asks you if you feel like a hamster, you have my permission to call them an idiot.
Now, can I tell you what I saw in the skyways today?
Don't say a hamster.
Jordana, I did not
see. Because then I'll feel weird about that.
A hamster, but I did see I did see multiple Darth Vaders on my walk in from, I parked near the convention center, and I saw a few Darth Vaders. I saw some characters from Star Trek, and I almost got run over by a robot that someone was driving through a skyway.
A robot like C-3PO or R2-D2 or
no,
a random
robot? I think it was more of a glorified remote control car.
Okay.
But it was like decked out kind of like a robot, and it was, I'm sure it had to do with some, you know, character or movie or video game or something.
Clearly. And the reason David was ambushed by Darth Vaders, and maybe you've seen them walking around in the skyways or downtown, is because GalaxyCon Minneapolis has arrived. Todd Walker told us about this festival. It started today and goes through the 10th. So celebrity and creative guests from comics, movies, TV, science fiction, fantasy, anime, cartoons, video games, oh, even wrestling. So people go nuts. They really get into it. They dress up. And it's fun to walk around downtown near the convention center.
Yeah. And
it's like Halloween.
And I was walking down a little before like the festivities actually started. Gotcha. So it was more like people in Darth Vader, but with their coat over.
Yeah.
Or like a C-3PO smoking a heater before they set up their booth or something like that. It was kind of the pre. But the real show will kick off later today.
That's what C-3PO needs.
Yes.
He needs a smoke break. That's totally in character, by the way. I love everything about that. I might go have to walk down there later just to check it out. That's really funny. So that's super fun happening in Minneapolis. So, hey, come to take a look around. Also, our third trender of the day is some texts. Have you received a text from February? There's a bizarre phenomenon that is happening. It happened overnight all over the U.S. right now. A multitude of people received text messages that were originally sent on or around Valentine's Day of this past year. So February 14th, 2019, someone may have sent you a text, or you may have sent a text that never got to the recipient or you never received. The people who sent the messages had no idea that they were unsent. Usually when your text doesn't go through, your phone alerts you and says, text not sent. Would you like to try again? Something like that. And then, of course, if you didn't receive it, you had no idea that a message was sent to you. Now, it was equal opportunity, these delayed messages, both Android and iPhones. And it was also all major carriers, all platforms, T-Mobile, Sprint, although they say AT&T and Verizon were mentioned, but most of them were T-Mobile and Sprint. So here's what happened. It seems that multiple cell carriers use the same system for messaging. A Sprint spokesperson said there was a maintenance update last night that caused the error. The issue was resolved not long after it occurred. So I guess some texts that were from February 19th that were lost in space last night became found in space and finally delivered. I don't know. T-Mobile blamed a third-party vendor and didn't really clarify anything. And honestly, probably no one has any idea what really happened. But it's creeping a lot of people out. A lot of people were very concerned about this because they have been receiving these messages, some from people who have passed away. One person said they received a message from an ex-boyfriend who died. Another received messages from a best friend who is now dead. One woman says she got a message from her sister saying her mom was upbeat and doing well, and she realized the message was a little off because their mother died in June. She said it was like a punch to the gut. It was still shocking to receive that message. She says she hasn't stopped thinking about it and needed to kind of take a time out from her day. But yet one person that they found that received a message said, I got a text from someone who was now her ex-boyfriend. They were dating at the time. She said, yeah, there was a lot of confusion, but it was kind of nice. And the text opened up a short conversation between the two of them then, maybe over text, maybe some unresolved issues that happened there. So if you've received a weird text, I for sure want to hear that story, But don't stress. It was just all a glitch in cyberspace in the universe. And also, if somebody dumped you because you didn't text them on Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day, it may be because of this glitch. You were unfairly dumped.
I think this story is, it's even more impactful because text messaging is usually so reliable.
Totally.
Like, I send a text and I don't wonder if it got to them.
No.
I know it got to them.
Of course it did.
So you know it got to them, and then you find out almost a year later that it didn't. It's
exactly.
Wild.
And you're always notified if your text doesn't send. So it's kind of bizarre. Right, a little Twilight Zone-y. But hey, if it happened to you, I want to hear that story. 651-989-9226. You can tweet at me at Jordana WCCO. This whole text messaging snafu kind of sounds like a great idea plot for a movie. Let's talk movies next with Tim Lammers.
Paul and Jordana.
When I was a kid, there was a place. A dark place. They closed it down and let it rot. But the things that lived there... they come back.
So no. So that's a hard no. I will not be seeing that movie. And God bless Tim Lammers because he is reviewing it. Tim's movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, I think you're just really trying to scare me now with these reviews.
Well, I have to ask you, Jordana, you'd never have seen The Shining.
Oh, I have seen clips of The Shining, yes, when I was a kid and my friends had it on. Yes.
This is only taken almost 40 years, but this is the sequel to The Shining.
Oh, boy.
So I'm thinking if you had indeed seen The Shining way back when with Jack Nicholson, classic horror film, that you might be slightly interested in this one. But look, I understand. Stephen King, of course, wrote the original book in 1977. The film was made in 1980. Stanley Kubrick, Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall. And then in 2013, he finally got around to writing the sequel called Doctor Sleep. So that's taken a few years, 6 years now, for the film. Ewan McGregor is the grown-up Danny Lloyd, who, of course, had The Shining haunted by visions when he was a young kid. Those visions are still haunting him as an adult. So this story picks up with where does it go from here? And he encounters another person, a younger person, with the shine, and somebody's out to get her.
Okay.
And well, you're still passing?
I'm still passing. And even David said, because he watched the trailer to get the sound in our system, and he's like, it freaked him out. Right? It freaked you out, David.
Cats. You're both fraidy cats, Dave.
There's like little Jordana. Kids that are creepy. That's no. I'm out.
Glowing.
I'm not in.
Yeah, it is. It is very creepy. I will tell you, there's a scene in there especially that's too disturbing for its own good. But not to derail the whole film. It's a 2.5-hour film, and most of it really works well. I was very impressed with this follow-up movie, directed by the guy who directed The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix, which is an acclaimed series. He knows how to make a film. I was very impressed, and I think this is a great bookend story for The Shining. So
if you love horror, go nuts.
Yeah. We can finally put this story to bed with Dr. Sleep.
Mm. Okay, the next one is what is streaming this weekend. It's called The Art of Racing in the Rain.
No race was ever won in the first corner. But many have been lost there. I should know. I was born to be a race car driver. But there's only one problem. That's not me. That's me. He picked me out of a pile of pups, a tangled mass of paws and tails.
This one.
Okay, I love a good dog movie, except when they die at the end. That's why I've never watched Marley and Me.
And the problem is they most often do, don't they, Jordana?
For sure they do.
This also is based on a novel. 2008, the author Garth Stein wrote this book, a New York Times bestseller for weeks on end. Finally, they got around to it. It's a weird title, The Art of Racing in the Rain. Mm-hmm. It is about a race car driver, but it's a story told from his golden retriever's point of view. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you could recognize that voice, but that's Kevin Costner's voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Telling the story. Milo Ventimiglia from Mrs. Us stars in it. Amanda Seyfried stars in this. Yes, you are going to be crying your eyeballs out. They're going to fall on the floor. You're going to have to pick them up afterwards. This one hit me hard, just like A Dog's Journey. But my God, who doesn't love a good dog movie? I mean, they're just such gentle creatures. To me, the greatest creatures in the world. And I just can't resist a dog movie. And this is a terrific dog movie.
I'm so glad we're talking because I've been gone like the last couple Tuesdays and Fridays that you've been on and we haven't had a chance to catch up.
Yeah, well, you know, but it seems like I can't talk you into seeing anything that I'm reviewing, though, Jordana. That's the whole thing.
You absolutely
cannot.
You don't want
to see Dr. Sleep. You don't want to see a dog movie where the dog just may be in peril. Mm-hmm. But believe me, these are feel-good movies. They're life-affirming movies. I should say the dog movies. Not the Dr. Sleep, but certainly the dog movie. I think it's a great family movie.
I did take your streaming suggestions, though.
Oh, good.
I started watching Goliath.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the first season we whipped through, loved it. The second season seems a little weird. Is that going to get less weird?
Second season, it's weird, but the third season gets weirder. So, look, I wouldn't hold it against you if you quit right now.
Oh, okay.
The third season is very strange. I just think that they had such of a brilliant first season, there was just simply no way to top it.
I agreed.
That's the case.
Yes, agreed. Because there's some like, weird
I'm glad you liked that first season, though.
Yeah, the first season I liked a lot, but there's this weird sex stuff going on in the second season, and like I can't get on board with the weird sex stuff.
And believe me, it gets even weirder in the third season. Okay. Kind of gets this David Lynch, Twin Peaks sort of vibe going. I just think that they're just reaching for something different because, again, there's no way you could replicate the success of that first season. Although I will say if you do watch it till the end, then the story will wrap up. It ties up loose ends. But I think this is it for the series. It's too bad because Billy Bob Thornton, I think it's the best thing he's ever done.
He's amazing. He's riveting. I do love watching him. So believable.
Yeah. So, but we're going to talk about more streaming stuff on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yes.
Disney Plus is debuing next week.
Well, I can't hear. So wait
can't
to hear
wait
what you have to
talk
say.
About it.
Yeah, Tim, you're the best. Absolutely. Thanks for the chat, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday for streaming.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, love. Tim's movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Paul and Jordana.
Jordana here. Paul Douglas on vacation. Why are you laughing?
Oh, just different share, different show, off air, on air, you know.
I know, we were talking about Goliath and the troubling scenes in Goliath off the air. It's very dirty.
And now we have something much more positive to talk about.
And that's the show that we do here, yes. David. We do the positive stuff. We don't do the weird, sexual, bizarre, freakish stuff that's in Goliath.
Speaking of positive, I can't wait for the happy hour in a couple hours this afternoon. That's going to be really fun.
That is coming up at 5:30. You can text us at 2651-989-9226. We will read your texts at 5:30. We will be taking your calls at 5:30. Thank you for reminding me, David. And hopefully we'll track down Paul and see what kind of fun he's having as a tourist in his own state today.
I can't wait to see what burger he got at the Nook. That's my first question.
Oh, he must have had the juice. Why, are there different Juicy
Lucy's?
There's
multiple Juicy Lucy's,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's a lot of... Okay, well, we'll find out. Get your burning questions answered. Remember to take our Twitter poll. What will be the score of the Gopher-Penn State game? So play along with us, and we'll give you the results at the end of the show. I read something this morning that I absolutely loved. BuzzFeed posted, people are sharing the wisest things they've ever heard, and it's almost too real. And when you read a headline like this, I'm like, oh, this is totally clickbait. It's going to suck me down some terrible rabbit hole and then end up with people being idiots because that tends to happen on the internet. But I did click on it. So, yes, I fell for it. And it's fantastic. I happen to love quotes. I have many quotes that are up all over my desk, that are in my house, that are I love them. I find them very inspiring. They're like just these, you know, little nuggets of wisdom that can inspire you or change your mood when you hear them or read them. So when this came out, I thought, oh, this is fantastic, and I have to share it. And then I'd like some audience participation. What is the wisest saying you have ever heard, and how did it change you? Basically, your favorite quote, why it's your favorite quote, and what effect did it have on your perspective, on your life, how maybe you heard it in a moment where you those were the exact words that you needed to hear, and it helped you in some way. I want to hear it all. 651-989-9226 is my number. We have about 7 minutes to get through this, so I'm happy to take your calls. And I'll start sharing some of the wisest things those on BuzzFeed have ever heard. Like, for example, if you never heal from what hurt you, you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you. a good one, right? Number two, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for a late pizza. I needed a little explainer on this one. So the person who posted it said, I always interpret this along the lines of be forgiving of people, but don't let them walk all over you. So remember that, honey. Don't pay full price for late pizza. Mm-mm, that's right. Never play chess with a pigeon. It knocks all of the pieces over, poops all over the board, then walks around like it's won. This is a good thing to remember before you start an argument with someone. Isn't that the truth? You know that when you start an argument with someone, you know how they fight, especially if it's someone you know well. So you know, you pretty much know how it's going to end. No one's going to win that argument. You're both just going to make each other feel bad. So is that really where you want to go? Really? Here's one that seems to really fit with the times in which we are living. It's easier to fool someone than to convince them they've been fooled. Think about that. It's easier to fool someone than to convince them they've been fooled. Right? That's deep. Think about that. And think about that time where you didn't want to admit that you were fooled, that you were taken for a ride. So you're defending whatever decision you're saying, and then you're making excuses for it. Totally happens. None of us want to admit that we were fooled, but I love that one. Number five, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion, right? I know David loves that one. That's big for you.
I love that so much because I think a lot of our world is backing into our own corner and hurling insults at other people and opinions, and that's what a lot of our social media turns out to be. And it's like, okay, take some action in the world, and maybe after you've taken action, tell me what your opinion is.
There you go. There you go. It's by your example, your deeds. The world is changed by your example, not by your opinion. Vinny's in Andover. Vinny, you have a favorite saying for us?
I sure do. I heard it's about 40-some-odd years ago.
Hit me.
And it goes like this. It's easier to act your way into a new way of thinking than to think your way into a new way of acting.
Ooh, I like that. So you have to just start doing it, not thinking about doing it. You have to do it.
You got it.
Oh, so Vinny, when you heard that in your life, did you take some kind of action? Were you at a crossroads?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been through a lot of crossroads.
Okay, Vin. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I love that. I love
it. Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Act your way into a new way of thinking. Don't think your way into a new way of acting. I love everything about that. One of my kids and I were just having a conversation about that, that the difference between successful people is that successful people actually do what they're going to say do what they say they're going to do. They don't just say it. You're not that person who says, oh, I'm going to do this. I think I should. I should. You actually just do it, even if it's not perfect. I'm sure I was trying to inspire one of my children with some words of wisdom. I'm sure it didn't come out that wise, but hopefully they took some action. Okay, let's move on. And if you have a saying that changed your life, I want to hear it. 651-989-9226. Well, actually, I'll give you mine. I have a quote that I love and that I live by. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. It's a Dr. Seuss quote. He's one of my favorite poets. You're thinking about it, David, aren't you? Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. And that came to me at a pivotal time. It was probably just about 7 years ago. I had just started working here at WCCO Radio. And there's a lot of hate sometimes on the text line or, you know, when you're on the radio, a lot of people don't appreciate your opinion. But that's what we do here. We have to give our opinions. And people feel very free to offer their opinion about you because we're sort of public figures now. So we're ripe for it. And the people that are the most vocal are often sometimes filled with the most hate. So when I first got on the air, people were negative. And I just had to remind myself to consider where this was coming from. Are these people that are hateful or mean or whatever, don't like women, don't like Jewish people, whatever it was, are they the people that matter to me? And they never were. Of course they never were. I don't care about, some crazy person who's sitting in their mom's basement making mean comments to me. So you have to think about, you have to consider the source. So one more time, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter Those who matter don't mind. Love it. Dr. Seuss. Genius. Genius. Oh, I love the lines lighting up like this. Chuck's in Forest Lake. Chuck, hit me with your words of wisdom.
Hey, it's a two-word question.
Hit me.
That is, it's always helped me. What's next?
Oh, I love that. Oh, so Chuck, when you heard that, when somebody, I know you've heard that probably your whole life.
I ask it of myself all the time.
You do. You do.
Once
and do you
got
take
done
that
with a project, I go, what's next?
That's right. And you really take a moment to sit with it and think about your plan?
Yep.
Chuck, it amazing. Helps. I'm going to use it with the kids. I love it. Chuck, thank you so much.
Bye.
What's next? That's right. What's next? Fantastic. Kay's in Maple Grove. Kay, some words of wisdom, love.
Yeah, hi there. I saw this quote this week, actually. If the words that come out of your mouth were written on your arms for all to see, would your skin still be beautiful?
Oh, wow. Ooh, I got chills, Kay. Do it again. Do it one more time, Kay. Do it. Go ahead.
If the words that come out of your mouth were written on your arms for all to see, would your skin still be beautiful?
Yes. I got chills on that one. Kay, yeah. I absolutely love that. And I hope that is true for all of us. I love it. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you.
Love that. I'm so glad we did this segment. I'm totally inspired. Patty's in Hopkins. Patty, let's hear your words.
Hi. I got this from a friend whose mother told it to her. And all it is, oh, well.
We all need that one, Patty. We all need.
If you are whining and moaning, well, just say it to yourself. Oh, well.
Fantastic.
And you instantly change your way of thinking.
Boy, that, you know, Patty, thank you. And that was inspiring. So Patty's words were, oh, well, that was two words. And Chuck's were, what's next? Maybe we have to do a segment, most inspiring two-word quotes. I absolutely love that. Fantastic. Oh, David, I don't know. We're not going to have a lot of time. Hey, guys, let's take a break. Lee, Barbara, and Jerry, I see you. Let's break, and let's come back, and we'll take your calls with your inspiring words. It's 3:47. That's a Wicks and Jewelers time check. Find the Midwest's most distinguished collection of luxury watches for both men and women at Wicks and Bloomington.
Paul and Jordana.
Boy, this is kind of fun. Jordana here. I was inspired by an article I read this morning with wise words that changed people's lives, and I asked for yours, and you've come up big. We're taking your calls on the wisest words you've ever heard. Lee's in Savage. Lee, hit me with your words.
Okay, this is a quote that I think was an author by called Marjorie Rawlings, and it is, in order to love a good man, a woman has to love a bad man once or twice in her life.
Ooh, there's some learning right there.
Yep, I loved it.
Lee, did that happen to you?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
actually, you know, if the outcome was in order to love a good man, okay, yeah, I chose the good man.
There you go. Lee, great call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. Barbara's in Coon Rapids. Hey, Barbara.
Hi there. So mine is... if I had known better, I would have done better. And it really helped me to forgive decisions I may have made in the past.
Yes. And when you know better, you do better. So there's always hope for the future.
Exactly.
You're wonderful, Barbara. Thanks for the call. Jerry's in Apple Valley. Got some wise words for us, Jerry?
I do. This is from my mom. And she said, your thoughts are your own. Your words are the world's.
Ooh. Ah, I love that. Because once it's out, you said it.
You got it.
Jerry, great call. Thank you. Thoughts are your own. Your words are the world's. I have to take that very seriously, don't I? Ruth's in Shoreview. Jump in here, Ruth.
Hey, this is Ruth. About 20 years ago, I went through a real bad divorce, and I had someone say to me, the strong person promotes peace. And I tell you what, I would say that mantra to myself coming and going, and it changed the divorce because I was the strong person and I promoted the peace, and it has been my mantra my whole life.
Amen, girlfriend. I too went through a divorce, and your words are so true. Be strong.
Especially when you have kids.
Absolutely. 100%. Good for you, Ruth. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. You bet.
She's right. What do you want? What do you really want? You want peace. That's what you really want. So do what it takes to get there. Todd's in Prior Lake. Hey, Todd, jump in with your words.
Hi, Jordana. Say, I
I always say this when I'm having a bad day or something happens, and lately, you know, how the way things are and more. I always say, if this is the worst thing that happens to me today, I consider myself very fortunate.
You're a lucky man, Todd. Great thing to tell yourself. Such good advice. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Rick's in Wilmer. Rick, I think you're going to be our last call.
Oh, Jordana, great to talk to you.
You too, sir.
Back in 1968, I'm a blind gentleman. I came out of the ghetto in Omaha, Nebraska, and I took massage training at the Downtown Y in St. Paul. And I was rather apprehensive about what I was doing, and I was massaging a gentleman, a state senator, John T. Anderson.
Okay.
He stopped me in the middle of his massage, and he said to me, "Rick, I'm no better than you, and you're no better than me. God created us equals."
Rick, I think that is fantastic advice from that gentleman. Thank you for sharing. Wise words to remember. Thank you all for sharing. I loved every minute of this segment. We're back with Todd Walker after the news.
Paul and Jordana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.